Good afternoon, and a happy Saturday afternoon to each of you. Here on the Live Free Zone on the Republic Broadcasting Network, June 2nd, 2007, and moving on a day at a time toward the future, whenever we see ourselves freed of the shackles and the collars of slavery in the form of a tax on our sweat, our labor, our intellect, and our industry. The subject today is, as always, going to be the truths about the federal income tax structure and how we have been, through deception and fraud and intimidation, subjected to a tax that does not exist. The tax is there, and it does cover some things, but it doesn't cover us. And whenever we all know that, that's whenever the jig will be up, and the feds will have to admit the truth that they have tricked us into taking ourselves for trillions of dollars over generations. This has got to stop, and the only way it will is if we ourselves do something about it. Sitting back talking about it, sitting back patting ourselves on the back isn't going to do it. So what can we do? And that's some of the things that we're going to be discussing today on the Life Free Zone. If you want to get on the show today and talk about some ideas on how we can get the public aware of the truth about the income tax, call us in here at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. There are no guests on this program today but you. And I look forward to speaking to each of you that can come in here and give us a few ideas, a few notions, or even have a question to ask about what Supreme Court has said about the law or how this tax fraud has been working all this time. And we get the truth out first to us and then to everybody else. But we've got to get into the mainstream. We have to break loose of the aquifer, both in the internet and in the community, that consists of the tax honesty aware, I prefer to call them the tax aware community, that we are the only ones who can do something about this, because those who are not aware of the problem are going to do nothing to solve the problem of which they are not aware. So, you know, that give us a call, 1-800-313-9443, and share your thoughts and your ideas with us, because by brainstorming, that's whenever great ideas develop. Even a bad idea can generate a brilliant idea. So let's brainstorm a little bit today. Let's throw out some ideas as to how we can get the word out to the general public. That's the main purpose that all of us has in this life is that we inherited back in the 40s and 50s, and in my time at least, we inherited a free country. If we did not inherit, if those of you who are born after that that did not inherit, you were at least promised and you are guaranteed life in a free country. And that guarantee needs to be enforced in your case, and it needs to be enforced in our case so that we can do the one thing that we are obligated to posterity to do, and that is to pass on to them a free country in which to live and to raise their families. That we do not want to be the generation that dropped the ball. We do not want to be the generation that failed all of those behind it. The greatest generation in the history of America, second only to those that crafted this country, handed it to us. We have to hand it off to them. And we'll talk about that when we get back here in just a couple of minutes on the Live Free Zone.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back here at the Life Free Zone. My name is Tom Cryer, often referred to as the insolent one, the bad peasant, the one who has dared to say, "I will file my returns once you have shown me your legal authority to do so." Now, on that point, I do want to make a caveat. I do want to issue a caution to those of you who are perhaps tempted to stand up and say, "Okay, I'm not going to file my returns because Tom Cryer refused to file his." At the time that I did that, and I think even to an extent now, I had no choice in the matter. I had to do something. I was sworn to uphold the law, and I was sworn to resist and to counter and fight with anybody who attempted to distort the law and to misapply and abuse the law. I was obligated. I had to do something. I could not sit back. When I did that, that was my choice. That was something I did, understanding what I was in for. It was my determination that was my best route to go. And, of course, the government could have come at me into one of three different routes they could have taken. They chose to try to set an example with me. Whenever that came up during a discussion with the assistant U.S. attorney with the Department of Justice, I said, "You mean, in other words, you want my head on a lance to frighten the peasants with?" And she nodded and shrugged, acknowledging that You know, that's exactly the way they want to operate here. They don't want to operate out of the force of law. They don't want to operate with right, justice, and the letter of the law behind them. They want to operate with intimidation and fear. But I do not, and I want to make that clear, I do not recommend that anyone else defy individually, one-on-one, the Internal Revenue Service. And one of the reasons for that is that not everyone is equipped with the same tools that I have in order to fight them. That's number one. Even then, I'm taking a very, very long shot because you know that I'm not playing on a level playing field. There's collusion between Congress and the Executive Department with the Department of Treasury and with the courts who have, you know, turned a blind eye to the law, refused to look, refused to read, refused to see, and I believe actively engaged in participating in the deception of the American public relative to the law because of self-interest or fear. Now, whether out of cowardice or avarice, I really don't care. The result is still wrong, and I have to fight it. But you don't have to fight it one-on-one. You can, and you now have a means to get out and fight it in a way where they cannot strike back at you. You can fight and bring justice and bring the law into force on these people without having to take this monster on individually and without having to place yourself in harm's way. And the way that you have, that wasn't there until just recently, is through the Truth Attack at truthattack.org. So if you haven't been there, you need to get there. And that's where you can make a difference. That's where what you do will have an impact and will help bring about the demise of this largest, hugest, most incredible fraud in the history of mankind. So that said, the question comes down to what do we do from here? What do we do to make the public aware? And so we're going to be looking for your notions. In the meantime, what we'll do is, or if you've got a notion or if you have a question or you have another point you want to raise or ask about, write this number down. It's 1-800-313-9443. What Truth Attack is doing so far is just the beginning. And what it is doing is, number one, all of its members, which now we're estimating, as I understand it from Truth Attack, that the estimate is that somewhere between 50 and 100,000 letters have been sent to Washington, D.C. They're sending letters to the president, sending letters to the Secretary of Treasury, are sending letters to the commissioner of the IRS, both of their congressmen and, or rather their congressmen, and both of their senators. And the letters are not asking, why are you doing this? The letters are not asking, what is the law that makes me liable? The letter is not asking, you know, how can I get this across to you? The last letter is not asking anything. The letter is telling them, we know the jig is up. We know that this is a fraud. We know that you have lied to us. And we know that you're not entitled to put a tax on our sweat, on our body, on our labor. We know that the Constitution doesn't permit that and that the law itself doesn't require that. And so we're demanding, not asking, we're demanding that it stop. Now, at some point, this is going to reach critical mass, and it's going to hit a point to where some of these weasels are going to say, okay, I didn't know about this. I can't believe that the IRS went out and collected taxes that we didn't pass. That's a terrible thing. Shame on you, IRS. Now, you stop it right this instant. We really don't care if they pull an Eddie Haskell on us, do we? The main thing is we want them off our back. And if they could legally and honestly and within the Constitution taxed the way they're proposing to tax, I wouldn't have anything to say about it. I wouldn't have a complaint to say about it. I wouldn't even say it's wrong, because it would have been done legally within the Constitution and by my representatives that I helped to select to go down and decide where to tax the public to pay for government. Now, that's not the case, though. Neither the Constitution nor the law itself allows the Internal Revenue Service to go out and put, you know, its paw on the back of the average working American and extract from him a portion of his hard-earned labor. It just isn't permitted, not even by the law, not just the Constitution, but the law written by your representatives doesn't permit them to do that. What they have done is, through these publications, like their instructions to the 1040 form, they have told you that everything that you bring in is income. And that's not true. Everything that comes in is not income. Only the profit or gain, accessions, what you're better off than where you started, is considered income. The 16th Amendment only, and that's getting aside from whether or not it was properly ratified, but assuming that it was for a second, 16th Amendment only allows the tax on income. Now, that tax on income that is not, can't be considered a direct tax because of where the income came from, cannot bleed into the capital that produced the income. Now, your work, your labor is your capital, it's your property. And if they tax that, then that's a direct tax. And the Supreme Court's made it plain that if you tax beyond the income, if you tax into the capital, what the guy starts with, we're going to knock it down. And they've done it. And a couple of times they've done that. But they've never held that they could tax wages as 100% income, because that issue has never been before the Supreme Court. What has been before the Supreme Court, though, is what is the nature of your labor? And the nature of your labor to the Supreme Court is that it's your property. As a matter of fact, they say it's the most sacred and inviolate of your property, because it is the property from which all wealth emanates. And that is by our own strength, our own hands, our own deeds, our own knowledge, our own ingenuity, and our own amount of industry and ambition. So if it's property, it's not income. And if they tax it, and that's what they propose to do, the IRS does, not the law, but the IRS, then they're imposing a tax on property, which the federal government is not allowed to do and send you the bill for. They are allowed to tax property, but when they do, they have to divide the tax up among the states according to population, and they have to send the bill to the state, not to you. And then your state legislator is the one who decides what pocket to reach into to pay that tax bill, not Congress, and certainly not some agent or employee of the government, the federal government, that is. So, again, that's a simple thumbnail sketch of how the fraud happens and why it is a fraud. Now, to put another layer of skin on that, if you like, the Supreme Court's also held, and I mean repeatedly held, we're not talking about some off-the-wall anomalous determination or decision by the Supreme Court that never got followed or looked at again. We're talking about an entire string of cases that have repeatedly said over and over again that your right to earn a living is God-given and cannot be taxed. So that's where we're going to be picking back up here on Live Free Zone. Call us at 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hey, we're back up and running here at the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, the insolent peasant, the bad peasant, the guy who doesn't look down and doesn't like a steel collar around his neck. Terrible thing for a peasant to say, isn't it? Well, but it's a great thing for a good citizen to say, and I try like the Dickens to be a good citizen. But you need to, if you're going to fight this, to do it in a way that's safe. And we were talking about why it's all wrong. We were talking about the fact that this income tax applied to most Americans is a fraud. And, at the break, I was telling you about the fact that your right to earn a living is a God-given right. And one of the callers a while back brought up the fact, he said, well, the freedoms, my rights, protected by the Constitution, come from the Constitution. And I had Larry Beecraft on the program at that time, and we both of us told him, absolutely not, your rights are... enter your body with their first breath of air. Your rights are endowed by your creator, not by what you created. And we created that Constitution. It didn't create us. And so our rights come from a higher authority, and that's what lawyers and legal scholars call natural law or fundamental law. And that is one of those rights, is a right to pursue happiness. And the Supreme Court has repeatedly held that your right to pursue happiness includes your right to earn a living for yourself and your family through any lawful occupation of your own choosing. Now, this is one of those governments that cannot tell us whether we're going to be pipe fitters or sheet metal workers or electricians or plumbers or lawyers. We make these choices ourselves. And the fruits or the benefits of that, the earning a living with that, is a constitutionally protected freedom. And when you exercise that freedom and you bring home that paycheck and it has, and you look at the bottom of that stub and it says year to date $3,400 taken out, that's $3,400 of your rights that have been siphoned out of your paycheck. Now, if your boss were to deduct money for that saying donation to the company, I don't think you'd stand for that. And the Supreme Court has said this is what you are entitled to as a matter of right, not because of the Constitution, not because of law, but because of the right that you were endowed with on your birth. The fact that you were born here in the USA means that under our natural law, you have those rights, and the federal government cannot interfere with it. Now, if you stop and think a minute, if the federal government can tax that right, they can tax your freedom of speech. They can tax your freedom of religion. They can put a tax collector outside the church. You think we'd stand for that? Well, so why do we stand for their taxing our other rights, like our right to earn a living? We've got a caller here we want to jump to. Don't want to hold him on too long. So, but Frank in Louisiana, comment so far, Chef?
Good afternoon there, Tommy. Nice to be here with you. This is the first time I've got a chance to hear you.
Oh, well, and welcome aboard the group.
Well, I tell you something. I've been fighting against the infernal revenue stealers now for 10 years, and I've had them on my back. I had the great privilege of reading some books by patriots such as yourself, and thus far I have beat the IRS back every time. Now, what I'd like to do, you probably have covered this, I don't know, but I would like to break down something into its simplistic form for the layperson out there that's listening, the stuff that I've learned. But I'm going to preface what I'm going to say first by something that Thomas Jefferson had said. Because it fits into what this whole system that we're under right now, a private banking system, which is unconstitutional, central banks, which is the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto.
Well, now, a private banking institution is constitutional, but a private monetary system is not.
There you go. Okay.
Now, you ought to separate the two. Maybe it's because I'm a lawyer. I tend to split hairs, but, I think you understand the distinction, Frank.
Well, that's what we need, a man like you. You can bring it into its full form that will put it into its proper perspective. You see, I'm speaking basically from a layman's term as I have understood it. But Thomas Jefferson had stated, if you can create an interest-bearing dollar, you can most certainly create an interest-free dollar. Never forget that. That's very important. That we don't really have to have the sort of interest that we've seen pop up, particularly during the 20th century. Now, I existed before that, but, for our purposes, we can have an interest-free dollar. Now, what I wanted to say was, what I tell people is, look, on September the 17th of 1787, your founding fathers, those glorious Christian men for the most part, in the Constitution, they ratified a constitutional taxing structure that has never been repealed. And Article 5 of the Constitution will tell you, if you want to change something, you have to go through this procedure, and it's a very extensive procedure. It's virtually impossible to repeal the Constitution.
Hold that thought, because you hear that music, that means
yes,
that we're running out of money, or running out of time to make some money. And so let's go. Let's go pay a few bills, but we're going to hold you over, Frank, get to the point of your comment when we get back here on the Live Free Zone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've got Frank in Louisiana on the line with us. Frank, you were saying about the amendment of the Constitution or the repeal of the Constitution. Are you leading us toward the question of whether the 16th was properly ratified?
Not really.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Well, what you got on your mind?
Well, so the original taxing structure in the Constitution is what I've been going by. And what they did was they never repealed it. So even when they put the 16th Amendment in there, if the common reader to the 16th Amendment would say, oh, well, that means they can tax all of us. No, that's not what it says if you read it. The actual 16th Amendment is in total contradiction to the existing constitutional taxing structure, which was in the Constitution. And what I've read was the 16th Amendment, basically when it was brought before the courts, eventually they came through a lot of legalese and they said, well, really this is for corporations. It wasn't for the individual. They had to say something because they knew that the 16th Amendment was in total contradiction of the unrepealed existing taxing structure that was never repealed according to Article 5 of the Constitution. So that's what happened in that situation. Now, to explain it a little bit more clearly, what the Congress did, we are supposed to have in this country a publicly owned money supply which is put forth and guidelined by the Congress of the United States.
Well, but the Constitution authorizes Congress to issue money and to regulate the value of money, but it doesn't authorize it to authorize counterfeiting. And what Congress has done is that they've issued a license to a privately owned institution to counterfeit money.
And what we do now, the Congress, when the Congress, they're supposed to put money into this system to finance the labor and the capital assets of we the people, because we're a republic. It's a commonwealth.
No, they're supposed to put money back. Now, when you're, maybe, you know, here again, I'm splitting some hairs with you. They're supposed to have something behind the money that they issue. Now, here's our problem, Frank, with that, is that the Constitution only requires a state to issue money only in metal or coin. The presumption is, but it's not specific, that the redactors, of course, never considered the fact that the federal government would issue anything other than sound money, i.e., money that has something behind it that you can redeem it for a value, so that it becomes a thing of value rather than a pure money or pure medium of exchange that whose value fluctuates by how many there are in circulation.
Right. It's gold and silver is real money by definition. What we have these dollar bills, as I have always understood it, that's just currency. It's a representative of what's being backed by the gold and the silver.
Currency would be something that is backed up, to my view. I'm going to just throw my terms out here so that we're on the same page on terminology.
Okay.
I see that what we have now is scrip.
Okay.
To me, scrip is different from currency.
Okay.
Currency has value, whereas scrip is merely a means of measuring the barter system.
Right. Well, what we have now, I guess, is currency. What we're supposed to have is scrip. Is that what you're saying?
No, just the opposite.
I'm saying that
we used to have currency that was backed up by silver or gold.
Right.
And now we have scrip, which is of no value other than what you can agree that what I got for that scrip is worth what you're giving me.
Right.
You know, and so the problem with it, of course, is that the more scrip you print, the more things appear to be worth, but they are not.
Well,
what you could buy in 1950 a fine suit of clothes for a $20 gold piece, you know, for $20 worth of gold.
Right.
All right. Well, now the same amount of gold today will still buy the same suit.
Right.
So, but you're going to pay a lot more in scrip for it, making it appear that that suit's worth a heck of a lot more than it used to be, and it isn't.
Right.
And so when they tax you on that supposed profit, they're really taking away part of your suit. They took off two sleeves.
Right.
Go ahead, though. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're saying it legally or lawfully correct. What has happened is you have inflated currency, if you will, when it's not backed by anything. And when I use the term currency in script, I'm just kind of using it in the modern.
I understand. Go ahead. I won't pick on you about that, I promise.
No, I like that. I'm always willing to learn from somebody who knows more than I do. But you see, what happened was they, in effect, turned over the printing presses of We the People to this private corporate thing called the Federal Reserve Bank. And they borrow the money from the bank, and let's say they borrow $1 million, the bank charges them 5% interest, and it's that 5% interest that they started taxing us on, that we have to pay the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds back. Well, that's unconstitutional. We're not supposed to pay a penny's worth of interest to any banker to get the money supply into circulation, if you will. And whenever the Congress finances the capital assets or the labor of the people, it's supposed to be backed by gold and silver, then they would put the currency in there as paper money, if you will, that says, well, really, this is all backed by gold and silver now, so we can exchange it on an equal basis, and you will almost virtually reduce inflation. And that's what happened. We let these private bankers take over unconstitutionally. They wrote unconstitutional laws, and the ignorance of the American people just saw the government as, well, they can never be wrong, you know, and we have to...
Well, you know, we used to believe that. You know, we were naive, and we thought that these people were honest, honorable men, because the people who founded the country were honest and honorable men.
Right.
One of the mistakes that the founders made was that they assumed that those who followed them would have the same noble intentions.
And, of course, during the 20th century, this thing has gone so haywire with these private banking trusts that have conspired for a long period of time, longer before the 1913, they had been conspiring against us. And what we have to do is tell people we want to put this government back into its constitutional prison cell. This is what you swore an oath to uphold, and that's up to us to do it, because
you're right.
The governments always move towards...
How do you do that, Frank?
Well, first is exactly what you're doing right now. You have to get the word out to everybody. You have to spread it around, and it will get you. You hopefully, I believe in praying to God to anoint people's minds to spread it like wildfire, because tyrants are always scared that it's their necks going to be on the line. That's why they create police states, to protect themselves.
They know they're wrong.
They know they're wrong.
They suffer from what I call felon's guilt. They're constantly looking over their shoulder because they know somebody somewhere understands what they're up to, and the day of reckoning could happen. When's that other foot going to fall?
That's exactly right.
So all you have to do is feed on that fear and make them believe it. The day of reckoning is today. You're talking to a lot of folks here today that know this. You know, my concern isn't so much these guys, because these guys are the aware. The folks listening to this program on shortwave or over the internet, we're on the inside, okay?
That's correct.
How do you get what you're telling us and what I'm trying to tell everybody out to the general public?
Well, you know, that's something I've asked myself, like you and everybody else, is how do we make people more aware? One of the big things we're facing is that the prosperity of a country always makes people move into a hedonistic society, and it's very hard. Corrupt people are very hard to get their attention.
The problem that we have here is that you pointed out that the government has slipped its chains, has broken out of the box. In my book, Liberty Lost, which is not on the press, so don't go looking for it. It's not out there yet. Matter of fact, I'm not quite finished it. My writing of that book was interrupted rudely by the Department of Justice. But I pointed out that the picture I got was that Madison and Patrick Henry were standing there, you know, looking at this creature and saying, you know, this thing is dangerous, both of them, and Pat saying, this thing's going to try to get loose. And Madison saying, yeah, I know, but we've got enough chains on him. Well, they might have been enough chains, but they weren't strong enough, because that monster did break loose. And the question is, are we going to hide under our covers, hoping that the monster chooses someone else's cottage tonight instead of ours? Or are we all going to grab our spears and our pitchforks and anything else we can lay hands on, and go out there and find that monster and get him and put him back where he belongs?
The way I look at it, Tommy, we have no choice, because I think this is the last generation where we have a chance to recapture something that has been lost.
It's the last generation that knows what it was like to live in a free country.
Exactly. And I think that the more that we pronounce it and shout it from the rooftops, that's the only way that we can do it, and through the internet and shortwave radio and word to mouth. I've seen a lot of people awaken, and there's just so many more that need to awaken. And all we can do is hope that God blesses what we do, and that enough people will wake up, because it doesn't take a majority.
It just takes a vocal group that gets the word out. And one of the things that you can do, Frank, is to get with on Truth Attack and start in with the kit that they offer out, you know, that they send out to their recruits, to two troopers, and do that, every bit of it, and do it hard and heavy. That's what's going to get it broke out into the mainstream. Well, look, I appreciate your call, Frank, and I'm going to move on because we've got others waiting, but you had some terrific points. And the fact that the monetary system is a component in the overall plan is absolutely valid point. And you can see, and maybe we'll talk about that a little later, as to how the income tax is really more destructive to the wealth of this nation because of its inner workings and the way that it dovetails with the Fed and the inflation of currency. We'll talk about that maybe in a little bit. But it's a combined deal. But if you stop one, then you hurt the other. And that's the best way to get to the Fed is by cutting off its biggest racket, and that's the income tax applied to the working American. But thank you, Frank, and I appreciate the call. It was great talking to you. Now we got over in West Virginia. We got Bill. How are you doing, Bill?
How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. And you?
I'm doing well, sir. It's kind of hot here, but we can take it.
Well, it's going to get hotter before it gets over, but I don't know it. You know, we've had a very mild spring here in Louisiana, and, I'm wondering where all that global warming is.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll be brief. I was reading a report here on a gentleman by the name of Lloyd Lang, who was acquitted of income tax evasion and willful failure to file. He's from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And under cross-examination of the IRS expert witnesses, they admitted, after the judge ordered the lady to answer, that there was, let me find it and make sure I say it right, the IRS knew that he was not required to mail or file a 1040 income tax. That's on his permanent file.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady tried to avoid the admission, and to the point that she was beginning to frustrate the jury, and finally the judge ordered to answer the question. And I take that to mean that code is encoded on everyone's file, that they know that.
Right. Now, it's not on everyone's file that way. Some it is and some it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some are coded as filers. Some are not. A lot of it depends on whether you filed before as to how they have you coded. And I don't know what the details are on this gentleman in Tennessee, but I did get an email that I haven't looked at yet. I get an awful lot of emails in, but I did notice one Tennessee man acquitted, so that may be the same report you're talking about.
I sent it to you.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bill. I will open that and I will look at it, but I haven't gotten to that yet. And so I can't say anything about the particulars on that case, but it's always encouraging. It doesn't mean anything, an acquittal doesn't, other than that because there are a multitude of reasons why someone can be acquitted for tax evasion or willful failure to file.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, and the most common when it does occur, is that the defendant was had a good faith mistaken belief. I'm putting that in quotation marks, all right?
Yes, sir.
A mistaken belief that the income tax didn't apply to him or that he wasn't, for one reason or another, required to file. And if the jury finds that he had a genuine belief, then, of course, he lacks the requisite criminal intent, what lawyers call scienter. That's generally the basis, rather than to say, well, the law doesn't apply to him, therefore he is... he's acquitted. That's why the motion that I filed, making that question a legal issue in the case, not just a factual issue of whether I believe or don't believe something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the motion that we have filed, and I have refiled now that they have amended their indictment, superseded it with another, adding a couple of figurative file counts. And we've refiled that. So that is an issue now, and it would go upstairs on any appeal if I'm convicted. So right now, if I were the prosecutor, I wouldn't be too sure I'd want to win this case, because if I won the case, then I've got to answer some very tough questions at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've kind of put their foot in the fire with ours. But, if it's repeated and it's repeated, that's got to be demoralizing for the bad guys to say, hey, I've got chinks in my armor. The day of reckoning may be around the corner. And look, most of them in the upper levels of the IRS know that they're defrauding us. They know it's a lie.
Yes, they do. That's witnessed by the gentleman who would not answer Aaron Russo's question.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's all the time we got for this on this bill, but I'm going to look that up, and if it's a good one, we'll talk about it next Saturday.
All right, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call, and thanks for emailing me the update. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes more on the Live Free Zone.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we're back up and running here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we were talking a minute ago. I'm going to ask our callers that are standing by to be patient with us. We are going to get to everybody. But there was a mention of a Tennessee case, and during the break I pulled that email up. And what that is that's a reprint about a case that occurred back in the early 90s. It was Lloyd L. Long, and it was based primarily on his understanding of the law, and apparently the jury accepted his account that he was convinced that he was not among those that are required to file, just as I am convinced that more than likely you are not, and certainly I am not, required to file or pay taxes on my receipts, let alone my gross receipts. And so that clears that up a little bit. It's not new, it's old news, but it's always good to go back and read a story with a happy ending. But I wanted to bring that up. We got Rodney in Illinois. Rodney, you still with us?
I'm here, Tommy.
Okay, great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, sir.
Well, what do you got on your mind?
Well, sir, I have been following your case.
Yes, sir.
A very early secondhand email alerting me to you and requesting donations to your defense fund. I believe it originated from Larry Beecraft.
Oh, okay.
I was happy to get your original 104-page brief that you offered.
Well, thank you, and since you brought it up, you say I think I'll be justified in making a plug that, yes, I am seeking some help, and you can help at thelifefreezone.com. That's LIEFREECONE, one word, .com. And right below the donation section, there is a button to download the 104-page memorandum that spells out about 75%. There are other issues. I mean, that's not all the problems with it, but how many problems do you need? I mean, you shoot somebody in the head 8 times, didn't number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 matter that much? So you can obtain that memorandum, or you can, while you're there, help out with a donation at livefreezone.com. They're refiling these indictments, has stretched things out and made things a lot tougher on this end. But now that commercial's over, Rodney, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
that's quite all right. On that same note, I'm networked with a few like-minded people here in Illinois, and one gentleman is actually having a yard sale, of all things, to generate some income or some funds dedicated to your defense fund.
Well, God bless him, and thank you very much for me. That's wonderful.
We're very happy to do
I've been really amazed at how many folks have answered the call and said, and I wouldn't be here right now talking to you because the phone would have been disconnected by now if it hadn't been for those folks and folks like you. But thank you very much.
Well, this is nothing less than the miracle of the internet and our ability, us patriots, to communicate in real time.
I guess we owe Al Gore for that, huh?
I guess so. Thank you very much. My one of several questions is your U.S. versus Cryer case that's coming up. Is it hard and fast enough to put out a call for real physical travel, to come down in support of you?
That's one of the risks that we have on that. And, of course, they've already pushed it back once. I'm adamant in my position that I'm entitled to get this over with. And